I am Scott Perron and I am interviewing my maternal grandmother. What is your full name?
Kathleen Blanche Finn Marnie.
What was your father's job?
Refrigeration mechanic for Peter's Ice Cream.
How many were in your family?
9 in family, 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
Where were you born?
Netherley Hospital at Randwick on the 18th of August 1921.
When did your family settle in the area?
They settled in Erwood in 1925 and lived there until 1988 when our home was sold.
And which school did you go to?
Our Lady of Lewards Catholic Primary School, Erwood. I did the QC and the Diocesan Bursary, which entitled me to go to St Paul of the Cross College at Dulwich Hill.
What subjects did you study?
Maths, English, History, Geography, Algebra and Commerce.
What books were used?
Textbooks, something like the school children are now using, like Taming of the Shrew and Midsummer Night's Dream.
How were you taught?
Basic maths, algebra, commerce, and we also had a spelling book.
Did you have a school uniform?
Yes, I wore a uniform, a navy serge tunic with 3 pleats back and front, black shoes and stockings, white blouse, navy blue hat and gloves.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Yes, Sisters LaMercy, Felicitas and Gertrude.
At what age did you leave school?
At 17 years after doing the IPSA course, which is Isaac Pitman's Shorthand Association course.
And did you play any sports as a child or teenager?
Yes, I played tennis and basketball and did swimming.
What did you do on Saturdays?
Did you go to dances? I used to go to the pitches at Erwood, and it only cost sixpence and we had a penny to spend. On Saturday nights I went to dances at the Erwood Hall and Marrickville Town Hall, which was all old-time dancing and Scottish dancing.
What sort of music was played?
Jazz and old-time soft music.
Did you have a gramophone and can you tell me how it worked?
Yes, we had a gramophone which had a speaker and had to be wound by hand.
Do you remember the first radio?
Our radio was large, on a stand, something like a TV that we have now.
What actors or actresses do you recall?
Bette Davis, Anna Nagle, Buster Keaton and Al Johnson.
Can you remember when you first went to the pitches?
I first went to the pitches at 6 years old, which was in 1927.
What books did you enjoy?
All of Anne of Green Gables' books and Anne of Avonlea and Huckleberry Finn.
Who did the cooking in your home?
Mother did the cooking in our house. Sometimes we were allowed to help Mum make patty cakes. We had stews, baked dinners and casseroles, soup and desserts.
What did you like best?
Baked dinners.
Did you have any treats?
Yes, ice cream and sweets.
Did you keep any farm animals?
No, we were not allowed as we lived too near the main road.
Did you grow your own food?
Yes, Dad had a lovely vegetable garden.
And what was your first job?
Working in the wool and haberdashery department at Farmers in Sydney.
What do you remember about it?
Working with friends and meeting lots of people.
What other jobs have you had?
I worked at Peter's Ice Cream and the lottery office in Newcastle, then joined the RAP in 1941 to 1946 as a corporal in radar.
Which did you like best?
Lottery office, Newcastle.
How many hours a day did you work?
8 hours a day, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday nights till 9 p.m.
Did you work on Saturdays?
Worked Saturdays from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m.
How much did you earn?
£4.06.
What do you remember about going to the doctors as a child?
I only went to the doctors when I had to.
Can you recall anything about going into hospital?
Yes, I had rheumatic fever, which I was in hospital for 13 months.
What illnesses do you remember having?
Chickenpox, measles and the flu.
Can you remember any epidemic droughts in your area?
No, epidemics in the area I lived in.
Was there a dentist?
Yes, our dentist's name was Dr. Hetherington.
Did your family use homemade remedies for sicknesses?
Yes, honey and vinegar when we had colds and sore throats.
Did your family have a medicine chest?
Yes.
What did it contain?
Aspros, Soliptol, zinc cream, cotton wool, band-aids, and my parents also had a first aid kit.
What was the home you lived in as a child built from?
My home was solid brick. It had 5 bedrooms, lounge, kitchen, dining room, and a large hall. And the name of the house was called The Call.
Is the house still standing?
Yes, the house is still standing there, and new tenants in and have improved the inside and outside appearance are still the same. I feel sad when I see the place and my family have left it. My dad is still with us. He is 91 years old and living with my sister.
What sort of furniture did you have?
All antique furniture.
How was the cooking done?
The cooking was done by gas stove.
How were the rooms lit?
By electricity.
Did you have hot water?
Yes, our hot water came from a gas heater.
And how was the washing done?
In a gas copper.
How did people travel around in your childhood?
We travelled by bus or steam train.
What do you remember about the early railways?
Not very much, except the steam trains, which had box carriages like cattle boxes.
Can you recall when your family brought a motor car?
Yes, in 1927.
What sort was it?
The first one we had was a Buick, and the second one we had was an Essex.
Where did you go in it?
Each Sunday we went to Brightonley Sands, swimming, and to Etalong for our holidays. Etalong is on the Central Coast.
Do you remember seeing your first aeroplane?
Yes, Sir Charles Kingsford Smith's aircraft at Mascot. My parents took us because there was great excitement after the round of the world trip.
How was the mail brought?
By postman who walked with a large bag full of mail.
Did you have a telephone in your home?
No.
What sort of clothes did you wear when you were younger?
Shorts and blouses and skirts and frocks and pedal pushers.
Were they comfortable?
Yes, very comfortable.
Do you have any photos of yourselves in these clothes?
Yes, but my dad has them all.
Can you tell me what the clothes were made from?
Linen, Tribalco and cotton.
Did they take much looking after?
Hardly any.
Did you wear hats?
Yes, we wore hats and gloves.
Now I'm going to ask you some questions about your district and the early settlers. Do you remember any Aborigines living here when you were a child?
No Aboriginals lived in our district. They mainly all lived at Malabar Beach in Sydney. They lived in old humpies made of hessian.
What do you remember about the early settlers here?
Not very much, only the stories about Ned Kelly and Captain Cook. My family settled at Old Hartley in the Blue Mountains. It's called Old Tralee. My descendants, the Finn family, came out from Ireland in 1839 and settled there with 8 children, and the father's eldest son became a magistrate in Hartley. The home still stands.
Which are the oldest churches in the district?
Our Lady of Blewitt's Earlwood.
Do you remember anything about the clergyman?
Only Father Clancy.
Who ran the store nearest your home?
Mr. and Mrs. Waldron.
And what did they sell?
Ice cream, sweets, drinks and small goods.
Do you remember any stories about bushrangers in the area?
No bushrangers were ever in our area, Scott.
What sort of work did people do?
Worked in factories, making and sewing clothes for soldiers during the war, on the council and train and bus drivers and tram drivers.
Can you remember any disasters, fires, floods or droughts?
Yes, the Darwin disaster, and when the Hobart was fired upon during the 1940-1946 war, and a number of lives lost. Also, the sinking of the Japanese sub in Sydney Harbour during the war, which I went over the submarine, and you had to be a midget to get into it.
In what ways does the district now look different from when you were a child?
High buildings and more shops run by different cultures. In my street where I lived, we're all Australians, but now it's Italians, Greeks and Polish people. Also, Earlwood is now a high-risk area for robberies, and most houses have iron bars on windows and doors.